Baruch Hashem.
Okay, good evening, gentlemen. We continue the Rambam, Hilchas Isur Rabbiyah, Perek Yud Zayin, Halacha Yud Gimel, Chapter 17, Law 13. We now go to the topic of a Kohen Gadol marrying a virgin. Mitzvah Saseh al Kohen Gadol Sheyisa Nara Bes... Yeah? Yeah, 17, 13.
Yeah? Are you 17?
You had the wrong channel. Okay, 17:13. Okay.
Change mine to match yours.
It's a positive mitzvah in the Torah for a Kohen Gadol to marry a virgin, but not just a virgin, who's a Nara. Remember, a Nara is age 12 years and 1 day to 12 years and 6 months. That's the mitzvah. He's got to marry exactly that kind of girl. Not a big choice over here. We'll see why. Umishetiv war, and when the woman becomes a bulgaris and already is too old, an old maid for him, 12 years and 6 months is too old. Teyasarla, she already would become prohibitive. If you'd wait, that not that she is us when he's married to her, if he waits to marry her till she's that age,
not the mitzvah.
He can't marry her. Really? He can't marry a girl if she's older than a Nara. That's what it's saying. We'll see why in a minute. But that's the law. He has to marry a girl between 12 years and 1 month and 12 years and 6 months.
The wife in waiting was always...
You know, whatever. That's what it has to be. Shinemar. How do we know this? Because it says, for who and he, the Kohen, Isha, a woman, Biv Suleho, in her virginity, Yikach, he shall take. Now the words are very specific and they mean specific things. Let's go with each word and we'll see what it means. Isha, and Isha by definition is lo ketana, excluding a minor. A minor is under 12 years and 1 day. So that's Isha is excluded on the lower levels, too young. Biv suleha, in her virginity, meaning her full virginity, we'll see, velo bogeris, and not a bogeris who's 12 years and 6 months. Again, we'll need our doctors to assist us over here, our physiologists. But the commentaries tell me, and you can back it up, says like this, that once the girl gets older than 12 months and 6 months, her 12 years and 6 months, her besulim decrease a little bit. Whatever, the hymen, whatever, gets a little less. I guess with age, growing makes it a little less. It's not the full besulim. In other words, once she becomes 12 and 6 months, it gets a little less, whatever the physiology there. So it's Isha, a woman, to exclude a minor, Bisula with her full Besulim. That means, but once she's a Bogeris, she's already, she's still a Besula. We're not saying she's not a Besula, but not the full Besula, as it were. So what do you do? Kate said, how do we slice this? What is the reality? So Yotzas Michlal Katnas, she has to leave the category of minorhood. Vilchil Bagrus Loba, and she can't get into the Bagrus hood. Lova, she hasn't come. So what is that? Zunara, that's a Nara, that age. Okay, so that's why we learn. He has to marry exactly at that age. Ve'ena no se shte noshim. Now that's when he's a Kohen Gadol. Obviously, he doesn't have to wait to get married to marry a woman. He's going to usually be a regular Kohen before he's a Kohen Gadol. Don't forget that. So, and we will see, if we haven't talked about it, we already talked a little bit, we'll talk about more. When he's a Kohen, he can marry anybody he wants. So once, so let's say he's a 20-year-old Kohen, he marries a 19-year-old nice girl, she could even be a widow, and he marries her. Fine, now 40 years later, you know, he gets appointed to be Kohen Gadol. Well, he's not marrying anyone now. He's been married for 40 years. It's only if he chooses to marry someone now. Let's say the Kohen now, let's say his wife dies. He's 60 years old. His wife dies.
That's why I asked the
so
wife
now,
in waiting.
So now, when he, now his next wife is going to have to be 12 years old. But if your husband's the Kohen Gadol, what's the difference, man? How much are you going to see him? Let's be real. How much are you going to see the Kohen Gadol? And, you know, even when you're with him, I mean, he's in a different reality. So, you know, you're gonna, it's going to be a separate reality as well. Okay? So that's the halacha. That's number one. Number two, ve'ena noisei shtei nashim olam ka'achas. He can never be married to two women at one time. Even though everyone else can be married to more than one woman. Shenemar, because it says, Isha, he will take a woman. Isha achas, one woman, velo shtayim, but not two. So it, the commentators say, not just only on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, for example, it says, v'chiper ba'ado uva'ad beso. He brings a korban to bring atonement for himself and for his house. What does house mean? It says beso, his house, one house, and not more than two houses, meaning what, even on Yom Kippur, he only can have one house, meaning his wife. But not only Yom Kippur, but the truth is, even all year long, he can't have more than one wife, because one, a man, he takes a wife, and that's all.
What if he already has one before he's appointed? If he already has two wives before he's appointed?
That's a good question. I don't know the answer to that. I don't know the answer. Well, it says it's he can't marry two.
But be told.
He can't marry.
I guess he gets to keep them.
I don't know. That's a good question, and I don't know the answer to that. Yudalit. Now, what about a woman who loses her virginity, but not in the conventional fashion? Koyin godolo yisa mukas eitz. Remember we talked about the mukas eitz, the woman got hit by a stick, and she lost her virginity through an accident. Koyin godolo cannot marry such a woman, afal pishlo nivlo, even though she hasn't been intimate. So that, she's out, because she has to have her besulim. It's a law of having the besulim, not the fact that she was intimate. Now, what if nivala shalo kedarka? What if there is intimacy this woman had in a not normal way, the other way? Hare nivala shalo kedarka. Hare zo kin nivala kedarka. She's treated, even though she has 100% besulim, but she's used goods, as they say. So she is as if the woman had intimacy in the normal way. Next point. Nivala lebehema, what if she was in with an animal? Harezu muteres, she's allowed to the man.
That's so bizarre.
Yeah, I don't know. I have no commentary on that, but it's a Gemara there.
So we don't kill her? I mean, the whole thing about...
What if by accident, the animal forced himself on her? Whatever. It was an accident, whatever. I don't know, but that's what it says. Okay. Tesva, she didn't know. Shogay, she didn't know. She's a little girl. She didn't know. She's playing around with the donkey.
Okay.
Tesva. Remember, she's got to be a young girl. She only can be 12 and a half. So, All right. Tesva. Now, what if the Kohen Gadol transgresses the law? Kohen Gadol shenasa v'ula. Kohen Gadol went and married a woman who was not a virgin. Ain't a loike. He doesn't get slashed. Why? Because remember, it's not a negative precept he violated, but it's a positive. It's an asay. The positive says he shall marry a woman who's a virgin. And we know when you transgress an asay, so you don't get lashed for that. Right? And that's what it says. She has to be a basula. Aval motzi beget. But he can't stay with her, and he has to divorce her. He cannot stay married to her. Now, what if nasa Bogaris, what if you married a woman who's older than 12 and a half? O mukas eitz, or the woman who lost her virginity but through an accident, that's hareze yekayim. He can stay married to them because she really still is a virgin. In other words, when do we say she has to get rid of her? When she's a zero virgin? We'll say, 100% virgin, zero virgin, and, pretty much virgin.
Sounds like olive oil.
In other words, zero virgin is virgin. She was with another man. Like, that's absolutely not a virgin. So you've absolutely gone against that essay. Right? The fact that she's a Bogaris, okay, she's not 100% virgin, but she's still 80, 95% virgin, right? So that little extra part she didn't keep, but he still is with a virgin. He can't say not with a virgin. In fact, she's a mukas eight. She wasn't with another man. That's still like being sort of like a virgin. So therefore, we don't tell them that they have to go out for that. Now, what if Eres Be'ula, what if he got engaged to a woman who was not a virgin, but in a regular coin? It was a regular coin. But Venismana coin godel. But then he get appoints as the coin godel. So now Hare ze yichnos achashinismana. He can be intimate with her after the appointment because that's as if she was engaged already. Remember he had before, if a regular coin got engaged to an almana, to a widow, and he became a coin godel. Because he's already taken her in his regular Kohen hood. Right. So therefore, it's not allowed for him anymore. Okay, that's if it was a bu'ula. Okay.
No.
Yeah.
That's a good question, because I see it so often. What does it mean when it say like lashes? What really are lashes?
We learned that. Did we learn it in the Rambam yet? Or we learned it in Makkos. They take a real lash, a whip. They give them 13 on one shoulder, 13 on the other shoulder.
Without the shirt on,
and then 13 right in the middle, right?
Yeah.
Right. They let him have it. It's painful.
Oh, it's.
If he's not able to take 39, they estimate how many he can, and they give him less. But that's a serious, it's a real thing. Now you only do that when you have a Sanhedrin.
Is there an age limit on that? You do that
whatever he can tolerate. It's not to kill him. If they feel that the guy would die, we don't want to kill him with that. But, you know, something he can get, or if he can't get anything, he gets nothing. All right, Tezayin. Anas Nara Bes. Now here's an interesting one. What if a Kohen Gadol himself doesn't have the highest moral turpitude? And what does he do? Anas Nara Basula. He rapes a Nara who's a Basula. Opitosa, or he seduces her. Okay? But then he figures, you know, he really likes her. Okay? Now, Afilu Anas Opitosa Kishu Koin Hedjot. Even though he did this to the woman, he was only a regular Koin. But now he's a Kohen Gadol. One second. Now he's appointed Kohen Gadol before he actually marries this woman. Gave her a Kiddushin. He can't marry her. Now why? Now this is interesting. You know, why can't he marry her? You know why? Because now she's not a virgin.
Yeah, I got it.
Now you may say, but wait a minute. But I'm the one who made her non-virgin. Tough luck. You are a Kohen Gadol right now. Right now you're a Kohen Gadol. Can you marry a woman who's not a virgin? No. I don't care even if you're the one who made her not a virgin. That just teaches you if you would have waited, it would have been better. Right? Now, if you wanted to marry her, you could have married her as a regular Kohen, and then that's fine. Then she comes along with you for the ride of being a Kohen Gadol. But if you raped her or just fooled around with her or whatever, but you created her to be a non-virgin, now that you're a Kohen and you didn't bother to get engaged before, and you're out of the game.
But in the previous halakha,
that's when he got married. What?
So it said he consecrated a woman who wasn't a virgin. He didn't make her non-virgin, and then he can stay married.
No, not all non-virgin.
The end of the.
He has to divorce her. That's why in Mukas 8.
No, this.
Which one are you? Which halakha you have?
15. Tasavav, the last.
Because he already got engaged to her.
Yeah.
He already got engaged to her.
He's not engaged.
It said he wasn't.
Yeah, intimacy, but he's not engaged.
Kodem Sheichnos, before he got engaged. Harez Eloyichnos, he can't do it. And then Ve'im Kanas, and if he did get engaged afterwards, well, he's got to get rid of her. Now, yeah, you're right. If he would have gotten engaged to her before he became a Kohen Gadol, that's a different story. All right, Yud Zion. The exciting cases continue. Eres Esa Ketana. So let's say he was he engaged to the girl when she's a Ketana. She's under 12. Okay. Ubagra Tachtav Kedem Nisuim. And now she got older. After,
before
the Nisuim, you had the Erisin when she was a Ketana, and I would imagine, or a Nara or whatever, but the point is, they delayed the wedding until she already grew up to be too old. Harez Elo Yichnos, he can't marry her now. Why? Mipneshin Ishtana Gufa, her body has changed. She's a different person than she was beforehand than at the time of the engagement. Now, this is interesting. It's different. It's not like the case where you got engaged to a widow and appointed a Kohen Gadol. You could marry her because there the woman didn't change. But here there's a definite change to the woman. So since if it's the same woman that I was before the Kohen Gadol, it's one thing. But now she has changed. And if she has changed, well then the whole playing rules are different. But still in all, if he does marry under those circumstances, well yes, she doesn't have to get rid of her, because at the end of the day, when she was a Bogeres, she was a Bogeres. Alright? So then that's alright. Alright, Yurches. Achas gerusha mina erisin o mina nesun. Now, the prohibition of being married to a divorcee doesn't matter if the woman was divorced subsequent to only an engagement or divorced subsequent to a full marriage. In that room? They could daven in my office. Timing is everything. All right. Okay. Aval. I'm still going to do 15 minutes. Aval hamimaenes. But what about a woman who exercised her right of miyun? Remember, that's when the father's not alive.
She says no.
And she gets married either by the mother, the brother, whatever, and then she backs out of it. We said miyun as if it was retroactively no marriage.
That's right. La freya.
So therefore, miyun is certainly no problem to a kohen, but even more so. Afilu gersha beget. Let's say the man married her when she was a ketana, divorced her, and then takes her back, and then she does miyun.
How could he? He's a kohen.
Not a kohen, another guy.
Okay.
Another guy.
Okay.
Another. She did miyun with another guy. Now we're saying he married a ketana, divorced her, got married, and she did miyun. Hareze muteris lekohen. She's married to a kohen. K'moshe b'arim v'hilchos gerushin, as we learned in Hilchos Gerushin. Because we say anyone who goes out with miyun, he already taught us in gerushin. Anyone who goes with miyun, even though there was a get beforehand, it's as if she was never divorced at all. Yeah. Miyun afterwards, for some reason, just takes it off totally. Now, also, any woman who's not fit for chalitza, meaning to say, she wasn't supposed to get a, let's say she got a chalitza, but retroactively see she wasn't supposed to get it. Let's say the brother gave her chalitza. And guess what he found out? She's now pregnant from the first brother. So it comes out the chalitza was retroactively not a good chalitza. Right? So therefore, it's a chalitza that was non-val chalitza. If she did get a chalitza, well, nifsal kahuna, she is not prohibited to marry to a kohen. Okay, next subject, rumors. Yotza leha koil. A rumor went out about this woman, and the rumor said, Ish ploini koyein kosov get li ishto, nosan get li ishto, verhi yosheves tachtavu misham ashto. The rumor's out like this. So and so koyein, he wrote a get for his wife, or he gave her a get. And guess what? They're still living together.
No.
In other words, you got this kohen and this woman who are living together. All of a sudden, the rumors are spreading. The kohen gave her a get, and then they're still living together. We don't remove her. Rumors alone don't do anything. But what if, let's say, the first husband now died?
Even after the rumors?
Right. But the rumors did say she was divorced. Now, to wreck up the marriage that existed because of the rumors, we don't do. But now she's looking for a new shidduch with a kohen.
Oh,
but the rumors of the old past, well, that's enough that we say if she would get married to another kohen, you know, she shouldn't have got married to a second kohen. Teitzei min hasheni, leave the second kohen, because regarding the second kohen, the rumors were before the marriage. And rumors before a marriage are more effective than rumors after a marriage. Chav. Now let's say this was not just a regular rumor, but we'll say a rumor that's substantiated by the courts already. The courts heard this. Now they didn't have eyewitness testimony, but it was a lot of solid rumors, and the Bezin feels this is pretty good rumors, you know, but it's certainly not the same as witnesses that Mamish saw it, but there's three levels. There's testimony, ironclad, rumors garnished. But you have substantiated rumors by the court, which is a little better than a rumor, but not as much as witnesses. So what happens then? So let's say, for example, you have substantiated rumors that said, Ba'ir, Shniskatsha, that she was married, Finisgarsha, Mina Kedushin, was divorced from the Kedushin. When you hear those kinds of rumors, Chayshishinlo were concerned, and she could not marry a new Kohen, we would treat her like a divorcee. Kamoshi Be'arno, Bilchus Gerishin, Bilchus Gerishin. Yatsala, Kol, she Chalutza, but what if the rumors are, just say she was a Chalutza, which is only rabbinically ushered to a Kohen to begin with, then in Chosha, we're not concerned about that, because a kol can't be many more than a doubt. And a doubt in a rabbinic case, it's a rabbinic law, not to marry chalutza, suffik drabanan lakula. Chavalef, yotza koel ala basul shibula. Let's say the rumors go out that a virgin is not a virgin. And chayshin law, we don't listen to that at all. She can even marry a kohen gadol. Even that. Yatza calls she Shiva. Rumors out that she was a Maya Canaanite slave woman. And of course, we don't listen to that. If she doesn't have a vila coin, she can marry a regular coin. Yatza shame Misanabir. Let's say word got out she was a Zoina. And of course, we don't listen to that. Even if the case was a husband divorced a wife because she didn't follow Jewish custom. Remember Das Yehudis, where the woman has to cover her hair? She wasn't a Zana, but she wasn't acting as a modest Jewish woman acts.
Separated.
What?
He's separated.
Yeah, well, doesn't get divorced. Well, he removed her.
Yeah.
Eventually, he divorces her. I mean, he can't live. Doesn't live with her, right?
And then he died before he. Could
okay, then, okay, right. If he divorced her, she couldn't marry Cohen anyway. That's right. That's right. He said, "I don't want to be with you anymore. Get out. I accept. You know, you're not a good girl. We're going to get divorced tomorrow." And then he dies because if he divorced her, she can't marry Cohen. Yeah. But clearly, the husband accepted and acknowledged she wasn't acting so frum, and got rid of her. All right. Or let's say he got rid of her over 80 of them. There are witnesses who saw a lot of very R-rated visions, but not X-rated visions. In other words, they saw a lot of incriminating evidence, but they didn't see the real deal, everything.
Over 12 and a half.
Okay. And that's the case. See, that's the Ramaz. They didn't see. Umeis kredim, sheet and leget. And he, in both cases now, he dies before he gives her a get. Silha raised umteres koin. She's mutter koin because we don't have 100% evidence to anything that's really done wrong. Shein oshen ishama ela ela beedus brura. You can only prohibit a woman with clear testimony. Oba das pia, or if she herself admits to that fact. One second.
It's coming anything? Up in 18:9.
Okay, good. Next. Okay, we got another few minutes, so let's go ahead. Perek Shmonasar, 18th chapter. Now we're going to talk about a Zoina. Okay,
you
what?
Get it off the bookshelf.
Okay, here's this. What you do? Just to know, give it a tap.
A tick. Good tick.
Now you go to library, and I just open up the next book, and. Okay. Aleph. Mipeya Shmua means to say, from the words of the Torah Shebaal Peh, we know the following. Because remember, the Torah just says Zoina, finished. There's no more biblical discussion about just a Zoina, a Kohen can't marry a Zoina. It doesn't tell us what a Zoina is. So the rabbis have to tell us, what is a Zoina? L'man shah Zoina, hamur matorah, that which the Torah calls a Zona, literally a promiscuous woman, but it's not with clear definitions. This is the following number of scenarios will make a woman a Zona, and that's what this chapter is going to elaborate on. Number one, Kol She'ena Bas Yisrael, if she's not a Jew. She was born as a non-Jew, even if she was not intimate. But since she goes from non-Jews who are known for their terrible immorality, out. So number one, a Kohen, and therefore Sam, you'll see in a minute, can't marry a Ger.
Can't.
Kohen cannot marry a Ger.
Even though they're not considered a
doesn't matter.
Person.
Doesn't matter. There are certain physiological realities that cannot change.
But we dismiss the fact that they have parents. The parents aren't their parents.
Fine, but that's, but you can't change what actually was. You know, you could be born new again on many levels, but not that. That's number one. Number two, Obas Yisrael, or a Jewish girl, Shenival ala Adam, who is intimate with a person, she asur l'nasei lo, that she cannot be married to him. But more than that, Isser hashav l'kol, a prohibition that would apply to everybody else as well. As we'll see. In other words, as opposed to certain unique scenarios. But it would be, it's a prohibition that goes across the board. Okay? So, obviously, you know, if a Jewish woman was with a goy, that's usher to everybody. Right? That's a simple example. Eish is ish. Right?
So what happens in that case?
She can't marry a Kohen. She's a Zoina. She can't marry a Kohen. Finished. She can marry anybody else. We're talking about just don't marry a Kohen now. We're talking about a woman who is classified as a Zona, can marry any other Jewish man she wants.
Right.
You just cannot marry a Kohen. So he's got no problems. You just lose your don't have aspirations to be with a Kohen. That's all.
So what does a Kohen do who's a Baal Tshuva? And then
he has problems.
Yes.
That if his wife.
He could have problems. He could, therefore you gotta speak with rabbis and.
She may have to divorce his wife.
In theory, it could be true, although the rabbis will try to do what they can to. Yeah. to do all kinds of find leniencies, but it's still not so simple. You know, what do you have to have a coin? What if, forget about a coin. What if not a coin? And they were very secular people, and while they were married, the wife fooled around many times with other guys. But that was okay. They were cool with it, you know. And now they're Baal Tshuvas, and now they're firm. Can he be with his wife?
Nope.
Serious problems. Nope. You have to take that to big, big rabbis, because the simple law would be they have to get divorced. Yeah. Then you have to see what kind of machinations can we go through to find some leniency.
She had relations with another man.
When she was married to her husband. She's also to her husband.
Goodbye.
Okay.
What about a young couple?
Okay.
No, she wants to marry Cohen, and she's had
it. She says, you have to fit criteria here. It's not so simple.
Contemporary, that's...
It's not so simple. We have to clearly define what a Zoyna is here. This is the issue here. People with Kohanim, it's not... See, you're going to find a minute. It's not a prostitute.
Right.
It's not, you know, it depends who the prostitute's been with. It's not so much that she's a prostitute. It's who she's been prostituting with. You know, that's the more important thing than being the prostitute. Okay, so we will see. But so far, it's telling me if non-Jew may not apply, a Jewish woman who had a relationship that is the kind of be usher for any Jewish woman like that relationship to have. So any prohibited relationship would knock her out. Oshenivala lechalal, or she was intimate with a halal. A halal is the son of a Kohen who married someone he shouldn't marry. Let's say a Kohen marries a divorcee. The child is a halal. The halal son was intimate with this woman. Now this woman cannot marry a Kohen. Okay. Avalp, even though... She muteres lehinase lo, even though she could marry the Kohen who she was with. Okay? Right? Because he's a halal too. She can marry a halal, but she can't marry a regular Kohen. Follow?
Yeah.
She was intimate with a halal. So that knocks her out to other Kohanim, but she can be with the halal because the halal is a halal. So he loses a lot of his kedusha, a lot of the rules of halals.
Is that how it gets rectified too? You sort of.
Yeah. Okay. Lafika. Therefore, look at all the things that don't make her a zona that you would have thought should have made her a zona. Hanirvas lebehema. She's intimate with an animal. Now, afapi shehi biskil. Even though she's supposed to get stoned, but again, she didn't know it was usher. Let's say lo nasa zoyna. It doesn't become a zoyna because. She wasn't with with another man. Okay.
Human.
With a human. Matter of fact, which one's that? Yeah.
Very good.
Okay. Now, Valonivsa Kuna, she's not prohibited to the Kuna. Sharelani Valorum, she wasn't with a man. Vabal Anita, what about a man was with a wife was Anita? Now that's Issachares. But doesn't make her a Zoyna, because she was with her husband. You can't say she's a Zoyna. Let's say the husband now dies. She could marry a Kohen. It's not prohibited for the Kuna. It's not prohibited to marry her. But the husband wasn't. Remember, she can't be intimate with a guy she couldn't marry. That's the problem. If you're intimate with someone you couldn't marry, well, her husband, she could be intimate with him. Okay, not when you're Nita, but that doesn't make her a Zoyna. Okay, let's look at a few more examples. Let's take one more. Got time for one more? Well, maybe not. Let's stop over here.
Time for dessert.